absolute of ours to praise. It's you that I see. It's you that I see. Sing it out, sir.
Beloved, you are about to listen to a message from Reverend Prince Lai. Reverend Prince Lai is the head pastor of Rescue World Chapel International and the lead evangelist of Christ the Healer Gospel Campaign. He has a dynamic teaching and healing ministry with miracles, signs and wonders that has affected and transformed many lives. And now, the voice of rescue.
Tell someone seated by you, God bless you for coming. Your life will never be the same. So, how many of you enjoyed last week's teachings on faithfulness? On faithfulness. I hope you are practicing it wherever you are, in your work and in everything that you are doing. He said, thou good and faithful servant, you have been faithful over few. I will now promote you as a ruler over much. That means that when you are faithful over small things in your hands, God causes them to multiply. So I pray that as you are hearing these teachings of life, and as you implement them, may you begin to multiply in everything you do, and that your amen will sound.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And we said there are three dimensions to faithfulness. We said faithfulness, number one, to what? To God. That if you are going to be a Christian, that God will bless your work or your academics as a student, you must first be faithful to God. And your faithfulness to God is in the sense that as you are going about your normal duties, there are things that will come your way. You must never, ever forget God. You must be able to stand by your biblical faith. Your beliefs in the word of God and in your faith. You must be able to defend your faith so that if anything is coming your way or any temptation befalls you as a student or as a worker, you will be able to stand with God. You'll be able to choose God so that you don't follow money against God. You don't follow human beings at the detriment of your relationship with God. Do you understand it? So you must first be faithful to God. If God realizes that you love him than money, he can give you all the money in this world. If God realizes that you love him than a human being, he can make human beings favor you and love you, and you'll be amazed. But it is because you have demonstrated faith to he, God, first and foremost. Amen. Then we said the second place you must demonstrate your faith, your faithfulness, so that God can increase what you have, is in the area of another man, or faithfulness to another human being. So you are also supposed to be faithful to your boss, to be faithful with other people that you are working for. If you are working for people and you are not faithful to them, and you claim you are only faithful to God, that is hypocrisy. You cannot say you love God when you hate man, because God you have not seen before, man you see always. So you cannot say you are faithful to God when you are actually stealing from your boss, when you are cheating from your boss, when you are, you know, there are people, when they are in their workplaces, a customer will enter into their shop and the customer will try to buy something. They will direct the customer to another shop they own in another place. Now that is gross unfaithfulness to your boss. When you have a friend in one corner who also supplies the same thing, and when a customer comes, you tell the customer, okay, I had the anony boy day. Meanwhile, that place is your friend's shop. You will get a cart. You will get something. Then you move the customers. Meanwhile, you are being paid by this company. That is unfaithfulness. When you become unfaithful to another man, Jesus says you will not have what is yours. You don't qualify for yours if you are unfaithful to another. Tell the one by you, you don't qualify for yours. You don't qualify for yours.
You don't qualify for yours.
If you are unfaithful to another.
If you are unfaithful to another.
Do you get it? If you are unfaithful to another person, God will not give you yours. You are destroying somebody's item and you want some. God will not give you what you are destroying, which belongs to another. Amen. And now, the third dimension, aside being faithful to God and being faithful to another human being, for your business to succeed, you must also be faithful to yourself. Say faithfulness to myself. Faithfulness to self. If you want to become anything big in life, my dear, you must learn how to be faithful to yourself. If the work that you do will move from level one to where you want it to be, you must learn to be faithful to your own self. If you will be successful in your career, in that field you have chosen to work in, you must learn to be faithful to your own self. You see, a lot of people don't even know that they are supposed to be faithful to themselves. You see people who work for others, and they work because they feel their job is on the line. They work with all the loyalty, all the commitment, all the faithfulness. Then now, when they start owning their own business, when they become their own boss, they go to work the time they want. They open the shop the time they want. They read when they want. They go to class when they want. Especially when you are in the university, nobody will check roll. There's nothing like roll call in the tertiary. Nobody will come to class and then check whether you are present or not. Nobody will say this is girls' dormitory. Don't go there. Nobody will say you cannot sleep in the same room with a guy on campus. It is all play-off. You choose to go or not. You choose to study or not. No teacher will pull a cane that you should study. So if you don't have faithfulness to self, there will not be enough pressure from external to make you do the right thing. If you have not learned how to wake up early, to sweep, to clean, to study before school, and that we learn from primary JSS and then SHS. When you get to tertiary, nobody will wake you up. You have to be faithful to yourself. If you are your own boss, as I'm, by the grace of God, a leader of a church, of this organization, I don't have any senior pastor who wakes me up in the morning, who asks me to go for shepherding, who asks me to iron my dress, who asks me to study my Bible. In fact, none of you have ever asked me for my quiet time before. Have you ever tried that before? None of you has ever, in your estimation, have done it. Whether I've done it or not, you don't know. But you think I've done it. Yesterday, I was at our branch at Agape in the evening. I left there around 10:30 p.m. I was having a meeting with the shepherds there. And one of the shepherds asked me a question. It was question and answer. So one of the shepherds asked me a question that, how come that we, the shepherds and the members, today it seems we are on fire, we are doing well. Tomorrow, we seem to go down and we are backsliding. How come that you have always been at the top? It looks like our pastors, you are always on fire. What is the secret? Daddy, I want to know your secret. Then I said, now, let me clarify something. We are not superhuman. We are not gods. Okay? We are not superhumans. Neither are we gods. And never ever think that we don't have down moments. You see, that is why you get disappointed when you see the face of your pastor in the dailies that he has chopped a sin. You say, hey, also we are here, Bonnie, because you people think that we are superhuman. No. The only issue is that we don't answer to you. So you don't know our own issues. That's the only issue. That we don't answer. You answer to us. That's why we know your issues. But we don't answer to you. We also have to answer to someone. That is why. So I told the person that, listen, if I tell you that I've not had my own low moments, days when I don't feel like reading the Bible, days when I don't feel like going to church, I'm lying. I also have days like that. I also have times like that. But this is what I do so that I always keep myself up there. when I realize that I'm going down, I do ABC so that I can quickly move up there. So that if I'm going through one thing or the other, I can quickly change things and then move up there. Then I started listing some of the daily things that I do. So I am not answerable to you. So how will I be disciplined? How will I do the right thing? How will I wake up on time and pray? How will I make sure I get to church on time? Who will rebuke me if I come late? Nobody. But why do I still come early? I am being faithful to myself. I am being what? Faithful to myself. You are being faithful to God and you are being faithful to me. But I am being faithful to God and faithful to myself. Because if I do this work anyhow, if I don't read my Bible, if I don't study, if I don't pray, if I don't come to church on time, if I don't visit, if I don't go for soul winning, if I don't go to other branches to go and then reach out to them, empower them and do my work, this ministry will take a nosedive. If the ministry takes a nosedive, who is to blame? God will blame me because I have not been faithful to myself. God will say, I gave you a job to do. You were not faithful because I made you general overseer. You do what you want. Now you don't pray anymore. Now you don't have your quiet time anymore. You are not being faithful to yourself. And trust me, the work will start going up. Now that is how it is. You have opened your own shop and you want your business to do well. You are a student. You are in the tertiary. You are your own boss. Nobody wakes you up. Nobody checks you. And you want to be first. You want to come out with first class. My dear, what you need is faithfulness to yourself. Listen to me. Any career that you are pursuing, that you want to excel in, that doesn't require another force, then you must be faithful to yourself. If it requires another human being force, then if you don't do it, he will sack you. So for fear of that human being, you go on time, you go to work, you behave yourself. But the day God positions you in a place where you don't need the supervision of another man, what will save you is called faithfulness to self. Say, obetime di wa uhu nukre. Obetime di nukre ama wa niya. One kasa wa decide, say, this year you die. Me pese mi si die. I will say, uji uhu nukre. And say, na obetime si die. And then, sir, you will spend the money. You will use it for other things. You will not be faithful to your own self. Can I hear an amen?
Yeah.
You understand the basic explanation? I'm trying to get everybody involved. Hallelujah. Clap your hands for the Lord. So now let's go to my notes. I was just trying to make you understand what I'm trying to say this morning. You have to be faithful to your own self, your own dreams, your own visions, your own goals, your own aspirations, your own objectives, your own values. Se upe se esi uye wa brabo mwa. Krache. E wase u di wuhunu kre. Mami. E wase u di wuhunu kre. You have dreams. You have plans. You have goals. The reason why a lot of you write down things for the year, but you don't achieve them, is because you are not faithful to self. That's basically. How many of you, when you were entering to this year, you had some plans you want to achieve? If you don't have plans, it means that you are even not going anywhere. Jesus said, "One cast out in this world, the whole year more poor." If you don't have plans, it will be 2024. Keke, all play or anything goes. You should have a plan. You should have a plan that will make myself from this to that. I want to achieve this. If you're a student, you should have plans. You where you are on the school order of whatever. Look at where you are. You still don't have a plan. And I want to be a mobile. Still don't have a plan. No vision. Young man, you are in the house. You have become a school dropout. Your mates are in school. You don't have a vision. What you want to do with your life? I can tell you, what makes you into a new vision? I can say, maybe a two way. Person because she had a diploma. Now person because she had tier. And now person because started to move from my years to school. Because far in your mother tongue, who knew this? Who knew this? Una ma brabo mu keke mini nemu mini nemu obra di medreji uni nemu keke aje wa ba uni nemu uni nemu le utcha 70 na we utcha 35 You wake up in the morning, you go nowhere, you snore, you change TV stations. You know all the channels. Uninim. Obi fell, Tale, you deal, Tala, deal. What they go on? Not you know, Tale, what's up? I don't go peace and move, Tale, I for come. Uninim is Swadi Hulu for the day. There's no plan, nothing. You. Uninim. From here, Bonnet, Oko. Uninim. May God deliver you from that unfaithfulness to self.
Amen.
And listen, a lot of people become nobodies in life, not because of witches and wizards, because they lack faithfulness to themselves. There are things you have written down. Oh, you don't have anything written down. There are things you're expecting to achieve. If it will happen, that's why some of you, you can't, that you have never even tried to finish the Bible before. Like to finish the Bible your whole entire life. You have never tried. How many of you have finished the Bible before? You've read back to back. You have not tried. The reason why you have not tried is because you are not faithful to yourself. You can't say, I'm doing this, and you do it. Some of you even say, this year, this relationship is not good, I'll break up. But you are not even faithful to yourself to even do it. Why the person come and do this to you, no, you are back. You are not faithful to yourself. You can't even trust yourself. Some of you, you have realized that the work you are doing, I remember telling some people, I said, the work you are doing, if you don't take care, you will not be rich in life. So change this work. Change this work. And go and do another work. And I showed them what they should go and do. When they started, because the thing is a bit difficult, no, then they stop. Up to today, they are still stuck doing something that gets them only coins. But if you decide that, I'm changing my work and I'm going to do this work, now you have to be faithful to yourself. To go by your plan and do it well. That one, nobody will do it for you. When it comes to faithfulness itself, nobody can do it for you. Otherwise, you will fail. You will not achieve anything. But I pray that may everyone here be successful in Jesus' name. May everyone here be successful in Jesus' name. You must remain true to yourself, no matter the changes that life presents you or the phases of life you find yourself. You must remain constant and true to yourself, irrespective of the phase you get to. Because life is in phases. Human beings are said to be in sizes. But life is in phases. Today you are called young, tomorrow you'll be called old. Today you are called single, tomorrow you'll be called married. Today you are just a parent, just a married person, tomorrow you have children. Life is in what? Phases. You will not be at the same place. But if you have a goal, you have a vision, no matter what changes in your life, you still remain faithful to yourself, to your dreams, to your vision. And you keep fighting the changes so that you can what? Achieve your plan. Amen.
Amen.
Oh, amen.
Amen.
I want to explain something as basic as I can understand. Now listen, you have a dream that you want to become a lawyer. You have to study. Now, there was a time that your parents were alive. They were helping you. They were taking care of you. That was a phase of your life. You were able to study. You were able to do things. You didn't have to go and work. Now, something has happened. You've lost the one who was taking care of you. Does that mean that you should throw away your dreams? No. Faithfulness to yourself will make you do everything it takes. That is where you start looking for a job. You come from school, you go and live something, then you go and work, and then gather some money and go back. It will make you survive every phase of your life because you have a vision. Ask the one by, do you have a vision? Do you have a goal? Do you have a purpose? So when in good times, in bad times, you still fight hard to achieve it. Whether you are in school or you are home, you will not allow anything to distract you. You will be focused. You will be focused. But if you are not faithful to yourself, you will be unable to achieve anything you set your eyes on. Because there are distractions. Somebody will call you, change your plan. You will hear that somebody is doing this, somebody is going there, somebody is going out. Everything will distract you. But focus will keep you on the track. Can I hear an amen?
Amen.
Oh, can I hear an amen?
Yeah.
Clap your hands for the Lord. Now, You can be faithful to yourself if only you are disciplined. What I'm talking about is not easy. That's why not a lot of people have it. You can only be faithful to yourself if you are disciplined. Everybody say discipline. You can never be faithful to yourself if you can't control yourself. You must be able to discipline yourself that I have decided to wake up at 4, so I wake up. It's discipline. I've decided not to eat till this time before I break my fast. It's discipline. You have decided that I have to get to work around this time. It's discipline. You have decided that no, I don't want to date a kind of person. It's called discipline. You have decided that I don't want to go here. I don't want to do this kind of job. I want to do this. It's called discipline. You have decided that I want to study and achieve this. It's called discipline. When I was in senior high school, when I realized that everybody there, their parents were coming to school with cars and other things, and for me, I didn't even get anybody to attend a PTA, anybody to even come to their school. I made a decision. I sat in my class as a new student, and I looked at how people were carrying their home chores and were carrying their provisions and were following their parents and happy, and I was sitting alone. After working at Odoko, working here as a church mate for 1 year and gathering money and going to school, this is what I realized. When I realized it, I told myself that, Prince, you are different from these people. If you fail, you are doomed. Nobody can even give you money to write remedial. That day, I decided to discipline myself to study 4 hours every day. 4 hours alone every day. So from class, from form one, I don't wait for exams. From that PTA, where I saw people's parents with Womcho and I didn't have a parent. From that day, I took a decision that I would discipline myself and study 4 hours every night. And no friend, no association, nothing. That's how come I stopped sports. Because I was really good in football and all my teachers wanted me to play. But I stopped playing. I stopped making friends. I made sure that I didn't have, if you ask me who is your friend, I didn't have one friend when I was in secondary school. Because everybody can be my friend when you are on my road. As I'm going, if I meet you, we are chatting. Charlie says, oh, what's up? But that I'm waiting for my friend. You can play dress. You are sitting there waiting for your friend. You are not serious. I didn't have that kind of thing. If I'm going to the dormitory and you're on that road, we chat. The only place you will see me aside classroom and my book was SU. You will not see me anywhere else. Focus. I didn't have time for entertainment. I didn't have time for intercourse. I didn't have time for anything. So I decided to discipline myself for 4 hours a day. Some of my seniors asked me, ah, sir, oh, where are you? Where are you? Where are you? Where are you? The Owenyi is learning more than them. They are asleep and the Owenyi is up. They will beat me up. They say, light out. But I still remain faithful. I'll wait for them to sleep and I'll still wear on the light. In the middle of the night. Then they'll wake up and then beat me. Hey, my friend, off the light. Don't you know that it's light out? So I have to now look for torch light. So I bought torch light. Those ones, those silver size one. Then I'll be in my bed. Then I'm steady. That's what called mining. So we did not take over the school by prayer. I was faithful to myself. I was faithful. I was faithful. So when I started topping the chart, everybody wanted me to be SP. Everybody, that they were fighting for me to be senior boys. Everybody. Because I was top. But I did that by discipline. Discipline. I'll not sit down and be chatting about football, chatting about wrestling, instead of going to sleep and wake up to study. Hallelujah. Ask the one by you, are you disciplined? Are you disciplined with your spending? Are you disciplined? Or you buy anything in it anywhere? You are just passing by, you see choices. The choice has not called you. Saying, oh, to be mommy, you are in the traffic. Some people just come and beg you that to be mommy. And then indeed you to be mommy. Then you to be for them. You are in discipline. You rather dash in money if you want to dash in money. But we don't buy anyhow. You should be disciplined. Some of you, you are not able to achieve certain things. Because I don't have money. The thing is not you don't have money. The thing is, you are not faithful to yourself. You spend anyhow, so you can't save. You can't save to do that thing you want to do. If you are faithful to yourself, you'll be able to know that, Charlie, I have to discipline, I have to cut the number of times I eat, reduce it, and eat maybe once so that I can save to start this business. Meanwhile, who did give me a son every day? Who did you anapa? A son nam, you betun nam a good idian is what? I say, association idian. Like one of my our instrumental, when we're sharing to where he came, he said, me, I am many people. So, serve me, I am many people. Amen. The amount of food that you consume in a day, calculate how much you spend in a day. If you are saving half, you would have bought that thing you are looking for. You would have been able to buy a sewing machine. Yeah. A certain lady came to me, one of our members came to me. She wanted to do some partnership with another member so that she can buy machines for her shop, blah, blah, blah. I listened to the whole thing. I said, no problem will come. Why don't you rather decide to save gradually from now, and then you can now go for a soft loan and act away so that you cut this partnership thing out so that you don't have future problems. Then she listened to me. She said, okay. Then she went, as I'm talking to you now, she has bought machines. She's not happy. She just came to thank me. Discipline. Eh? Up a life. Easy. Bibia ye easy. Bibia ye nye mao. Bibia ye nye mao. You will not achieve anything. You will not achieve anything. So one nye wajin say, ube sacrifice it. Ube me koma do kakra. Ube deny ohun from certain friendships and certain things so that you can become A or B or C. Are you hearing what I'm saying at all? Hallelujah. Clap your hands. Many people's career fold up and dreams shatter as a result of unfaithfulness to self. Many, many people, their dreams don't become anything because they are unfaithful to themselves. You must be ready to sponsor your dreams. Tell somebody, sponsor your dreams. Tell somebody, sponsor your plans. In other words, do something to make your plans happen. Plans don't fulfill themselves. So please tell the one by you, vision doesn't fulfill itself. The fact that you say that I'm a lawyer doesn't make lawyer happen like that. The fact that you say that I feel way dear, me worry, does not mean that it will happen by osmosis. Eh? The fact that you tell yourself that after way of something on pill, my real castle, because maybe your pastor said, say after me, this year. It doesn't happen that way. It doesn't happen. After you speak it, you must act it. Dreams don't fulfill themselves. Why I die? Oh, see, say, obviously dying. Yes, what can say, obviously dying. But it doesn't happen by itself. It comes by discipline, faithfulness. You must make it happen. Tell somebody, you must make it happen. You want to go to school, you must make it happen. I told myself, me, I will not be a school dropout. There was no money to go to school. I completed, I had a good grade. I got opportunity for school, but there was no money for me to go to school. I sat home whilst my mate had gone to school. I was at home. My mates were in school one whole term. But I decided in that term that, Prince, I will not be a school dropout. So SS me Kobe, I will not be a school dropout. I will not be. I had that vision, that plan. And that plan moved me out of my home. I started looking for jobs. I got one MTN space to space. I started doing it. It moved me from Odoko. I realized that they said in Accra, the business is more lucrative. It moves faster. So I went to Accra. Court, and I went there. I made a lot of money. Then I heard that there is another job that makes a lot of money. When I asked, they said it's called Trotter Mate. You get a lot of money. You get daily sales. You get you use some of the money to eat as you are working. You are eating. Then and your boss will stop you. So I calculated and realized that if I can use some of the money to eat, and I can get this amount. God, when they mentioned, it was a lot of money. My MTS space to space was not giving me that. But everybody shy to be church for me. Then I said, share. I need money to go to school next time. I will do it. My mother started begging me, you are not doing anything. You disgrace me. You let my enemies get me. Oh. you see how they even hit their stomach. We need money. We need money to go to school. Oh, Jenny will be back home. Because of her, I left home. I stopped sleeping at home. I was sleeping in I used to sleep around this place in the market here. I used to sleep in front of those shops. Those shops, when you bypass the best point, those shops that they sell those things, I used to sleep in front of that shop. At dawn. But then to myself, now me down, I cast it. You see people sleeping here? That's your pastor. See people sleeping outside there. So that I can, she will not stop me. I will be able to do the work I'm doing. For days, you will not see me at home. I will be sleeping at station, all sorts of things. And I was young, though. I'm talking about when I was 12 years. But I was determined that me, I won't drop out of school. I won't. And I was able to save a lot of money from that work. So much that I was able to get my things ready. By the next time, I carried myself, got to somebody say he's taking me to the, when I got this, here you will not be able to get admission. People have come, the place is full. I went to another. So I was with my trunk moving from school to school. So the last school that I got to, that they accepted me, I became a student there. I left home not knowing I'm going to that school. But I was determined that school dropout or doctor chimami or tiakwa. I'm going to school. And today, I went to school. And I was able to go to the university. And that it was what? Determination. Determination. If I clap, you do it better. I think that's a mother giving me money. Be ready to sponsor your plans. Be ready to sponsor your dreams. What price are you ready to pay? You are waiting for somebody to help you. I'm not getting anybody to help me. Hey, Pastor, it's not like I don't want. I'm not getting anybody. My dear. You see that man who told Jesus, when Jesus asked him, you have been here for 38 years as a cripple in front of the water. Why is it that you are not healed? Every year the angel comes to stir the water and people get healed. Then he immediately told Jesus, I've been here, but I don't get anybody to carry me. Before I will crawl and get there, someone has already fallen into the water. That's why I'm here. It's not like I'm lazy. That's why I'm here. What happens to you staying in the water? What? If you realize that by the time you crawl, because you are clear, by the time you crawl from the shore to the water, then the angel is gone. Why don't you rather make the water your home? Don't we have people who stay in the water, like fishes are there? Not that. You can be in the water. I come to our now. We went to the Akara, but you didn't want to shame because who need timer? Angel, instead of you, I go there and I wash the sunglasses. What for? So now, Ojim Flama, seashore. Ojim Flama. Then when the angel come, who person will be? Ebe Kuklu, Edu Kurim. No. Tell somebody, stop giving excuses. Stop giving excuses. Me no be and tell me mass no. Stop giving excuses. Help yourself. Me no be and mommy Juma. Daddy, I've been searching for a job. I'm not getting. Rise up and find a way to make it work. Find a way. You are not determined enough. If you are determined enough, nothing can be denied you. Nothing. There's nothing I've set my eyes to do that I was not able to do. Unless I did not make up my mind, I was doing it. Because what you sponsor your vision, you become determined. You are living too comfortable. You are living too comfortable. You are living too comfortable. Like you are okay. Umami Yimao. Oh, you are okay. Opo Papa sponsor. Oh, you are okay. Some of us, we have to survive. Oh, we have to survive. We have to survive. Hallelujah. Yeah. Sponsor your vision. Sponsor your dream. Don't lose it. Sponsor it. Work yourself. Sponsor it. Pay the price for the realization of your vision. Wake up late night. Steady. Discipline yourself. The way you spend. Know what to do with your time. Get tired pursuing that thing you have set your heart on. And now write this. Work for yourself as though you are working under the most strict and disciplined leader you can ever imagine. And that will secure a place for you at the top. This is for those who work for themselves. Like me. If you work for yourself or you are the top leader, work as though you are working under the most strict and difficult leader you can ever imagine. Yamen can say, wow ton wachi, wow ton koko, wow uwa wow shop, wow ton anka, wow pamwa wadiye, wow na uye uti, wow uye student, uye tertiary, you are in charge of your own life. What I'm saying is this, what we say udi ya, ma wadini, enye juma ti se, se diye uye juma ubiase. Huni se, uye juma ubiase. Said ye beya said ye nka obeye wo nyoma se uso bi ase a sa na obeye even though say you are your own boss. Work for yourself as though you are working under the most strict leader and you will get a place at the top. If you can't think like that, when it's time for me to work and I'm still at home or I am somewhere and something has distracted me, I feel so guilty as if when I get here I'll answer to somebody. I feel so guilty because I know there is a God who's watching me. My faithfulness. I know there's a God. So I feel so guilty. When there is a Friday and I don't come for all night to pray with my people and I end up at home, I feel so guilty. That, today why didn't I go? As if somebody will beat me. I feel so guilty. It's called faithfulness to yourself. That's how to secure a place at the top. May you have a place at the top.
Amen.
I said, may you have a place at the top.
Amen.
In your career, may you have a place at the top.
Amen.
In your school, may you have a place at the top.
Amen.
In your workplace, may you have a place at the top.
Amen.
But it comes by discipline. Discipline. Whatever the career is, train. Train like as if you are under the most strictest person. Work hard. That's the difference. That's the difference between Cristiano Ronaldo and the other players. That's the difference. He's not so gifted. He's not so talented. He's not so gifted. But what has he won? If not for World Cup, what? He has achieved everything. What? Meanwhile, there are players who play skillfully more than him. If Eden Hazard takes ball and is playing, who is hero? Meanwhile, what hero has Eden Hazard didn't get? Because he didn't like training. That's why he couldn't survive in Real Madrid. He didn't like training. Because of talent. But talent is not enough. That's why every day, listen, anytime those of you, the guy, anytime they're interviewing Cristiano Ronaldo, look at what he talks about. He says, talent is not enough. Train hard. Billions of dollars that I watched him talking about that he invests in machines just to enhance his body, just to train. Oxygen machines, whatever. As if it's by force. Meanwhile, he's a big man already. But even at age 39, he's still training as if he's a young boy. Then, Neymar is becoming Obolo. Is that the difference between the Brazilian players? They are talented, but they are not disciplined. Ronaldinho, you could have been the best of all time, like all time best, if not for indiscipline, drinking, smoking, clubbing, partying. No discipline. One player came, Fabiano, the same thing. Adriano, the same thing. No discipline. Meanwhile, he could have been the most serious goal scorer of all time. The only one among them who was disciplined was called Kaka. And you saw how he became great. And he was a Christian. My dear, your gift is not enough. We know you can rap. Your rapping is not enough. You must train to rap than the best in this country. If you can't rap more than Sarkodie, forget it. No anointing will make you more popular than Sarah Conway. It's training. It's training. I can't pour oil on you and you rap more than him. Because I heard him so many years ago on radio when he says he goes to the seashore, and then when the wind is blowing at Tema, the sea, when the wind is blowing, he speaks against the wind. He speaks. You know that when you're speaking at the seashore, you have to shout, because it's like the wind carries your voice. He raps against the wind. So if he's rapping against the wind, you give him mic. Mike will not oppose the way, so that's why he will be the fastest tongue twister, whatever they call it in life here in Ghana. Because what he's doing, they are not doing it. He may not be going to church, but he's developing his gift and it's working for him. Tell somebody, be disciplined. God won't do that one for you. Okay? God won't do that one for you. Be disciplined. Work hard. That's how to secure a place at the top. Work as if your boss is the most difficult human being on planet Earth. Else you'll be a nobody in that industry. Life is a race. Life is a race. Only those who put, you see, I watch Bolt, Usain Bolt's training, and they had tied him to a head of a car or something big, and he had to try to run and pull it. He had to try that he's running, then he's trying to pull the head of the trailer with his strength. It's not easy. It may move small, but the amount of energy. Now, imagine he's running against just the wind. Somebody who's running against a car. He's training, you know. And what he's training with is a heavy duty. And another athlete may just be training and be running around the park. You are joking. I saw Cristiano Ronaldo's training. He was in the pool, and he was running in the pool, like in Suonimu, deep way, and no Jina in Suonimu, in pool, and an old pool maker. I tried, say, Ujina pool, mu amutako pool, no Ujine mu. Try say, we journey from end of the pool to the end of the pool. Now just slow motion here, Ubeko. Now this is how he trains. This house, so that he can run. It's the only part of the journey through in swoop. Okay, running against the force of water. Now, we peer boy at all. No, see, water. No, see, Yanko. You are dead. But it's not anointing, it's not gifts. It's training. A lot of people were interviewed, footballers who have worked with Cristiano Ronaldo, they'll tell you, before you come to training, he's already training. When we all close the training, he'll be doing extra training, like 1 hour, 2 hours. That guy is something. That he's not skillful. But that's what made him unique. That's what made him unique. In those days, David Beckham, he used to be known for the widest and the most decent of all crosses that enters into the net, free kicks. He would kick the ball, and at a point, the university in England, either Harvard or Oxford, they had to sit to calculate his angle and come out with a formula, say, this is the angle, and then calculate somebody's free kick. But it is said that in those days, after they close, only him is left on the pitch. And he has to kick about 200 balls. Every time, kick it like 200 balls. Every time. And all must have the same angle. The same angle. No wonder when he stands behind the ball, Beckham, the whole stadium rises, but they know something will happen. This is training. This is not anointing. Amen. Amen. Tell somebody there is a place at the top. Now, everybody, try to move to your right. Won't you hit someone? Try to move to your left. Won't you hit someone? But try to rise, whether you hit someone. When you try to rise, did you hit someone? Tell somebody there is a place at the top. So you can go to the top. Those who are failing are too many. Those on the ground, their only traffic in this world is down. Have you seen traffic at the top before?
No.
There's no traffic at the top. Only few people can get to the top. Only few people have become superstars. All the sanquas, they are down. They are down there. Now we're here, we now we do a concern. Now we, because they are all down there. But the big names, they are there. They are there. There's a place for you at the top. If only you can burn enough engine, enough gas, enough fire, you will go there. There's a place there. If only for the aeroplane to go there, it has to burn the amount of energy car cannot burn. It's simple. For the aeroplane to go beyond the car, it has to burn more oxygen, more energy than the car can burn. There's a place at the top. If only you can burn more, you can get there. There's a place at the top. If only you can bend more, you'll get there. There's a place at the top. If only you'll be disciplined, you can get there. God wants to raise people. If only you are ready, join him. Clap your hands for them. You too, you can be first in school. You too, you can be. You too, you can be. You were not created to carry the class every day. Say, I was not created to carry the class. You were not created to be last but one. The day the last person tells you he's leaving the school, you're in trouble. Oh, call that one, Harry. Amen. There's a place for you at the top. The order of merit. One day when we go to your school's order of merit, we should be able to. We have always been seeing your name down, but this time around, we should see your name at the top. But the way to get to the top is what I'm showing you. Faithfulness to yourself. That one, Charlie, a lot of people are failing in it. It is because of faithfulness to yourself. That is why we call something addiction. That's why we call something what? Addiction. That is why people who are involved in personal sin, sin that requires only you, they struggle to stop than people who are involved in sin that requires somebody. The sin of fornication, you can easily stop it. All you need to stop it is to not see the person. It's to make sure you don't stay in the room with the person. To make sure that you don't break certain rules. But the sin of masturbation, if you will stop it, I mean, wow. The sin of pornography, if you stop it, you think throwing your phone away is a solution. How long can you throw your phone away? What I'm trying to say is that any sin that requires only you to do it, it's more difficult to stop because a lot of us have problem with faithfulness to ourselves. We can't say me yet, I'm tired yet, and now say me yet, the man who pays like a car, me dem say me yet, I will cry me say me yet, I mean can't you say me yet, me. Then the next thing after 2 months, me. Hey! Now, Okokla, clap your 2 hands for the Lord. Thank goodness to self. Matthew 25, verse 21. It says, well done, thou good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over few things. I will make you ruler over many things. God wants to make you a champion. God wants to promote you. God wants to increase you. But you need to be faithful to God. You need to be faithful to another human being you are under. And you need to be faithful to yourself. Say faithfulness to myself. Faithfulness. And it works through what? Discipline. It works through discipline. Hallelujah. Now, what does honesty and faithfulness does for you in business? When you are faithful and you are honest, what do you benefit in business? What do you benefit? Write it down. Honesty and faithfulness earn you the trust of God and man. Honesty and faithfulness makes God trust you, make man trust you. God will be able to trust you and say that, oh, I know my servant Job. He will not sin against me. I know Job. Meaning Job, he on your body. I know my servant Daniel. These were faithful people to God and to their bosses. Even when they reported Joseph to his boss, Potiphar, he didn't believe the wife. Just that, what can he do? If you have watched the movie, you realize that he couldn't believe it. Joseph. He trusts the guy so much. When you are faithful to God and you are faithful to men and to yourself, you will win the trust of God. God can trust you. That this guy, when I bless him, he'll be able to handle it. When I open door for him, he'll be able to handle it. Your boss can trust you. That this guy, when I open a shop for him, he'll be able to manage it. It's called trust. You know, there is someone here. I heard a story of the person. He used to work somewhere just carrying things. It's like just the laborers who just carry. When the shop items comes, they will just go and carry it. They'll just go and carry it. That was his work some years ago. Then he was working under a certain woman there. Then the woman was leaving the shop to another company that was bigger. When the woman was going, the woman called him and took him from that place and sent him. Why? Because he's very faithful. And another person who also worked there was the one telling me the history of this person. That all of us, when we are going to work, we'll be insulting the managers, we'll go late. But this guy, he used to go early. And sometimes we get surprised that, look, why are we taking this work up like that? And they walk for a long distance to go to that work. But he did it so well. When the madam was leaving, the madam picked him among all the other workers and sent him to another place. Worked with the madam over a long time. Now, when the boss himself kept hearing the good things about this young man, he decided to set him up on himself. And he was promoted and was set up. Now that is how this gentleman broke through. That is how this gentleman became who he became. Amen. But when I listen to the story, I see what? Faithfulness. 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 When you are faithful to God and you are faithful to man and to yourself, you win the trust of God. Nyame kan say no kwari die na maka once ma no e so faso one say nyankopon e be trust you. Nipa so so e be trust you. Go to work early, you always do your work, you submit on time, you don't steal, you report those who are stealing, who are doing the wrong thing. Your boss will like you. Your boss will respect you. Your boss will trust you. That's the reason why Joseph was loved by his father. Bible says because he used to report the evil things that his brothers used to do. Now, when God trusts you, write the second part. When God trusts you, he entrusts his properties, blessings unto you. When God trusts you, or when your boss trusts you, they will now entrust into your hands. They will now hand over bigger. Now that's what he said. He says that you have been faithful over few. I'll make you in charge. I'll put you in charge of more. So when you are faithful over small, you are being promoted to manage more. So when you win the faith, the trust, change the version. When you win the trust of God, you are able to get more from God. He entrusts his valuables into your hands. And this is how to become a leader. This is how to take the lead. This is how to be a commandant. This is how to be a manager. This is how to be a boss in your own field of endeavor. In your own field. This is how to take over. This is how to take the lead. When you are faithful to God, to man, and to yourself. People will come to you for help. People will come and they'll be fighting to employ you. They'll be fighting to just employ you. Everybody will wish you are their worker. And God has a way you change. By the time you realize you have become an employer, you yourself, you are employing others. because of your faithfulness. By the time you realize you are topping your school, because of your faithfulness. Because of your faithfulness. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh, amen.
Amen.
Clap your two hands for the Lord. Luke chapter 12, verse 42. Let me close. And the Lord said, who then is that faithful and wise steward? Let me read with everybody, because I'm closing. So let me read with everybody. One, go. Those from the back, please join us. One, go. And the Lord said, who then is that faithful and wise steward? Whom his Lord shall make ruler over his household. Please, hold on. Can you change the version? Change the version. Change the version. Good. So that maybe some of you don't understand steward. Let's read it. One, go. Who? Sensible manager. His master will put him in charge of his household servants. Give them their allotted food at the proper time. Next. That slave whose master finds him working when he comes will be rewarded. That worker, when your master comes and finds out that you are doing the work, he will reward you. This is how to take the lead. This is how to take charge. This is how to get more. The benefit of faithfulness is that you are rewarded. The benefit of faithfulness is that you win the trust of God and he entrusts his valuables into your hands. You win the trust of man and man will promote you and you become a boss, a manager, a director. You will go places. Even if you work for your own self, you realize that you are now having different class of customers. Customers who will not say, Temeso, I reduce. Because they can afford top-notch customers. But before you get to such class of people, you will have to have been faithful to the less and to the small customers. Clap your two hands for the Lord. Clap your two hands for the Lord. Have you learned something today? Bow down your heads.
Beloved, thank you for listening to this message by Reverend Prince Lai. If you have been blessed by this message and have not surrendered your life to Jesus Christ, kindly say this prayer after me. Lord Jesus, I believe you are the Son of God. I believe you died that I may live. Please forgive me and wash me with your blood. I believe I am a child of God. Thank you for saving me. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. If you have said this prayer, know that your sins have been forgiven and you are now a new creation. We invite you to worship with us on Sundays at Odoko, adjacent Best Point Savings and Loan, Odoko Market. For more information, please call 0543-248-982 or 0241-372-895. God richly bless you.